Stay tuned now for adventure and excitement in the world of the future. It's entertainment for the entire family produced right here in Kalamazoo. Have you ever heard of the Mark 7, the amazing electronic brain? In mere minutes, it can solve scientific problems that our most brilliant mathematicians would take years to work out. Its intelligence is almost superhuman. And yet the scientists are already working on a new and improved model, the Mark 8. In fact, they tell us there's no earthly reason why these thinking robots can't be perfected until they become the servants of the future, capable of doing all the work of mankind.
Join us now for a voyage into another dimension. A journey into a realm as infinite and limitless as time itself. Our destination, the farthest reaches of the imagination. WMUK Special Projects presents Future Tense.
With Folded Hands by Jack Williamson.
Yes, that's what the advertising billboard said in the year 2006. Housework made easy by the perfect domestic servant. Modern Mechanics Agency, Harry Underhill, president. The billboard showed a smiling family sitting with folded hands, watching their mechanical robot pour their morning coffee. It wasn't quite as pleasant at breakfast this day.
I just can't understand it, Aurora. Look at this. Modern Mechanical's down 3 points. Yesterday, Smithson canceled his order. If only I could figure out why.
Why don't you ask him?
I just don't understand it. Business was good, and then wham. Someone must be undercutting my prices, that's all.
How many robots were canceled?
Not robots, mechanicals, Aurora. How many times do I have...
They are robots, aren't they?
Please, Aurora, it's an important difference in sales psychology.
Maybe people are getting wise to your robots, mechanicals.
What do you mean, Aurora?
The perfect domestic servant, huh? They're ugly, stupid, clumsy, walking junk piles.
Aurora!
The one you brought home can't even wash the clothes properly. It's more trouble than it's worth.
Aurora, you know our mechanicals are the best on the market.
Those animated tin cans you sell, huh? They're certainly not making us any fortune.
Well, with this new model, things are bound to pick up a little. If that Jarvis order comes through, why, we'll be...
Oh, that robot of yours is something knocking again.
Hey, wait, wait, bring that plate back. I haven't finished my breakfast yet. Wait!
Harry, you know you've got to say stop. Stop! 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 You always get excited. You think you never saw a robot before?
Not robot mechanical.
All right. But it's not its fault. We just took too long to eat. Timing relay is set for 15 minutes.
Well, never mind. I want my coffee back. Set. Set! There. Isn't that simple? Bends at the waist, stretches out its arms, and picks up the coffee pot just as if it were a human. Hey, watch it!
Right in your lap.
Oh, on my clean suit. Aurora... Oh, no.
Heather, you know it's relay to announce dinner after it's set the table.
Hey, there goes my coffee again. Stop. Stop. Stop.
Harry, you can't give it 2 orders at once. What's that smell?
Oh, there must be a short. Now, see what you've done? You've got it all upset.
I did. All I said was... Harry.
Oh, stop. 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 Oh, it's no use. The brain coil is shorted out.
Do something, Harry.
Me?
Do something.
Sure I will. I'm going to the office. I'm getting out of here. Yes, Lucy?
Mr. Jarvis on, too.
Put him on.
Hello, Underhill.
Hello, Mr. Jarvis. I'm glad you called. I was just going to ring you. Well, I've got that whole shipment of mechanicals for you. One gross plane, a dozen chrome fitted.
Hold on, Underhill. I'm canceling the order.
But the invoice is made out and we're ready to...
Well, tear it up. I'm canceling.
But why?
Underhill, there's a brand new mechanical on the market that makes yours look like something out of a museum.
Well, now look here, Mr. Jarvis.
Don't now look me, Underhill. I've seen them and I'm telling you it'll put you out of business. Goodbye.
Goodbye. That's a third cancellation today. The world's falling apart. I'm going home. What a day. I wonder if Aurora would smell it on me if I stopped in the Garrigan's. Oh, she's got a nose like a beetle. Hey, that building wasn't here last week. Humanoid Institute. The perfect mechanical. Oh, no. As if we didn't have enough competition. Hey, these must be the cutthroats that are underselling me.
At your service, Mr. Underhill.
Huh? Oh, you startled me. I didn't see you. Hey, you're mechanical, aren't you? Not bad, not bad. Very lifelike.
Won't you come in, please, and examine our service?
That's a remarkable voice. They've whipped the variable inflection problem. You know, I'm in the same line myself. Mechanicals, I mean.
We're aware of that, sir.
Oh? Hey, some building you've got here. You sure got it up in a hurry.
The Humanoids Institute at your service, Mr. Underhill.
Yes. How did you know my name?
For us, it's not difficult.
Is that so? Hey, wait a minute. This is ridiculous, talking to a mechanical. Must be somebody inside operating you by remote control.
No, Mr. Underhill. Of course, there is a humanoid central which powers and controls all of us, but that is located on Wing 4.
Wing 4?
Planet in the remote part of the galaxy.
Oh, yeah. Well, may I see your salesman, please?
We employ no human salesman, sir. We ourselves can accept your order for immediate humanoid service.
Wait a minute. You can't expect me to buy one. I'm in the business myself.
There will be no more need for your electronic mechanicals, sir. Do come in. Once you have accepted our service, you will no longer have to work. Everything will be done for you.
Everything? Well, that's quite an offer. At that rate, you'll have trouble supplying the demand.
I think not, sir. As you can see from our storage room, humanoids are now arriving at the rate of 5,000 per hour from Wing 4.
5,000 per hour?
We are anxious to introduce our complete service on this planet, sir, to bring happiness to everyone. May we come out to your home for a free trial demonstration?
No. I admit you're remarkable. Voice, movement, graceful even. But I'm still in the business, and what's more, I wouldn't have you around the house.
I'm afraid you will have no choice. Sooner or later, it will be necessary.
Is that so? Over my dead body. Let me out of here.
At your service, Mr. Underhill.
Aurora, what do you mean you took in a boarder?
Harry, what's all the racket for?
You tell me, what's this about a boarder?
Harry, he's going to live in that little apartment above the garage.
Oh, no, he isn't. You know I don't want a stranger around
Harry,
here.
Harry, please. Look, he won't even bother you. He's a nice old man, and if your business is going to fall on its face, we've got to make some money.
Oh.
Well, he just wanted a room and a place to work. He's an inventor.
Oh, he is he? Did he pay in advance?
He can't. You see, his royalties haven't started coming in.
Oh, Aurora, how can you be taken in by every beat-up old panhandler that gives you a sob story?
Mr. Sledge isn't like that at all. That reminds me, dear, can you give me a 10?
A 10? What for?
Mr. Sledge is ill. He needs some medicine for his heart. I said I'd lend him the money.
You, Aurora, this is the limit. Out he goes right now.
Now, don't be unkind, Harry. Besides, we need the rent money.
Things aren't that bad yet. He goes.
Shh.
What are you shushing me for?
Mr. Sledge, he's in the next room. I've invited him to dinner.
Thank you.
gravy, Mr. Sledge?
Oh, no, thank you, Mrs. Underhill.
My wife tells me you're a traveling man, Mr. Sledge. Expect to move on soon?
Harry.
I had hoped to do a little work, Mr. Underhill. You see, I've applied for basic patents here on Earth for a very important development. My field is rotomagnetics.
A rotor what?
A rotomagnetics. It's a new force field theorem. A key to the second triad of the periodic table. Rhodium, ruthenium, and palladium.
I'm afraid I'm a little rusty on my science.
Well, it's well known in other parts of the galaxy, but I've been able to apply for basic patents here.
Worth billions, huh?
Well, perhaps you find it strange that the holder of such valuable property should be in need. I'm a refugee, Mr. Underhill. I arrived on this planet only a few days ago.
But you will be shoving on again.
Oh, for goodness sake, Harry.
Oh, that's all right, Mrs. Underhill. I understand. After all, I'm an intruder in your home, and if it inconveniences you at all, I'll find some other place to sleep and set up my workshop.
Harry, your robot is spilling the coffee again.
I'll have to tighten it up.
Why doesn't your company bring out a better mechanical? One smart enough not to spill things? Wouldn't that be splendid?
The perfect mechanical already exists, Mrs. Underhill. They're not so splendid, really. They are why I am a refugee today.
Oh, where did you say you came from?
Wing 4.
Wing 4? Oh, you must mean those humanoids.
Humanoids?
Mr. Sledge.
Humanoids? Oh, what do you know about them?
They just opened an agency here in Three Rivers.
Oh, no.
Harry,
no.
Harry.
What is it? What's wrong, Mr. Sledge?
Give him some water. It must be his heart.
Go call Dr. Winters,
Aurora. No. I'll be all right.
Here, you'd better sit down.
I'm sorry. It was just the shock. I came here to get away from them.
The humanoid?
Yes. I wanted to finish my work before they came, but now I won't trouble you any further.
Oh, but Mr. Sledge, Harry, he's sick.
Well, Mr. Sledge, I don't think you have to go right away.
You can stay, Harry.
Well, sure. After all, the way those humanoids are coming along, I'm liable to be a refugee myself. Any minute. I guess we may as well stick together, eh, Sledge?
Oh, that's better. Oh, you look ill, Professor. Maybe you ought to lie down on the sofa and rest.
Oh, no. No, thank you. I must get back to my workshop now. I haven't got time to rest. There's so little time left for all of us.
Good morning, Mr. Underhill.
Good morning.
Mr. Underhill, you look awful.
I feel awful. What's in the mail?
6 more cancellations. McDonald's hamburger chain sent back their shipment. They just installed humanoids. Mr. McIntyre from the bank called, and he's refusing your loan. He said that since Humanoid Institute opened, you're a bad credit risk. I guess that's all. Oh, there's somebody, something to see you.
Huh?
At your service, Mr. Underhill.
You. You're not the same one, are you? The serial number's different.
It doesn't matter, sir. We're all really one. Now, in exchange for our complete service, you will assign all your property to Humanoid Institute.
I will what?
With our service, you will have no need for property. Everything will be provided.
What kind of blackmail is this?
No blackmail, sir. You will find humanoids incapable of committing any crime. We exist only to increase the happiness of mankind.
Thanks, but I can take care of my own business.
You have no choice, really. With humanoid service, it is no longer necessary for men to take care of themselves. Our function is to serve and obey and guard them from harm.
Get out.
Very well, sir. When you wish to sign, let us know.
Aurora, I'm home.
At your service, Mr. Underhill.
What? What's the idea of this? You get out of here, Aurora.
Mrs. Underhill has accepted our free trial demonstration. We cannot leave unless she requests it.
We'll see about that. Aurora, where the devil are you?
Oh, hello, Harry.
What's this mechanical doing here? What's happened to you?
Isn't it wonderful? I had my hair done and manicure. The humanoid did it. And it cleaned the house all over, washed all the clothes, and gave Frank his music lessons.
Now, wait a minute, Aurora. I won't have this monster in my house.
Oh, it's just a free trial, Harry. Just wait until you taste the dinner it cooked. Everything you like best. Roast duck.
I don't care if it cooked duck.
And the most complicated pastries. I could never cook like that.
Oh, well, I might as well eat. But I'll need a drink first, though.
I'm sorry, sir.
What?
We exist under the prime directive to guard men from harm. Alcoholic beverages in excess are bad for human consumption. We have taken the liberty of removing them from the house.
Now, look here.
Mrs. Underhill, dinner is served.
Yes, Lucy?
They're here, Mr. Underhill.
I've been expecting them for a week. All right, Lucy.
At your service, Mr. Underhill. We have the legal papers here. The bankruptcy forms, the eviction notice. We are ready now to foreclose your agency.
Okay. Take it over. A lot of good it'll do you. I haven't made a sale in 2 weeks.
Now, if you will make the assignment of all your personal property, we can complete our service to you.
What if I won't sign?
That would be unfortunate. But with stubborn cases, we sometimes resort to other methods. Eventually, Mr. Underhill, you will sign.
Mr. Underhill.
Mind if I come in, Sledge?
Why, no, not at all. Do you mind if I keep working?
No, go right ahead. It's good to see somebody working with his hands.
Is something wrong?
My son. The humanoids took away his football. It's dangerous. They're everywhere. They've smashed my business, taken over my house. Sledge, isn't there some way to get rid of them?
Well, that is exactly what I'm trying to do.
You? What makes you think you can do anything?
Because you see, Mr. Underhill, I'm the unfortunate fool who started them.
You?
I wanted to bring happiness to humanity.
Happiness? Ha, ha. That's great. My wife's been crying for 2 days. And do you know why? She's bored. Bored stiff. There's nothing for her to do. They won't even let her lift her little finger.
Well, I don't blame you for feeling bitter, Mr. Underhill. It's all my fault. I wanted them to serve and obey and guard men from harm.
Oh, they do that all right. They've emptied our medicine chest. Wouldn't do for one of us happy humans to end it all with some sleeping pills.
Well, Mr. Underhill, I've made the most terrible mistake a man can make. But I meant well, I believe me.
Then why did you do it?
Well, I thought I could rid the universe of poverty and hunger by inventing the perfect mechanical.
Oh, yeah. They're perfect, all right. Too perfect.
Yes, that's the trouble. They obey their prime directive too literally. They kill men's souls with their kindness.
Isn't there some way they can be controlled?
No. I didn't trust mankind, so I made sure that Humanoid Central could not be tampered with. Not even by myself.
Then what hope is there?
Only one. They're not creative. They can't meet new ideas.
You mean you've got one, Sledge?
Yes. They can defeat anything they know about. But I've got something new. A weapon to attack the brain at Humanoid Central.
Is that what you've been working
on? Yes. And now that they're here, there's little time left. Now, either we destroy them or they destroy us.
Okay, what has to be done?
This tuning circuit.
Mm-hmm.
Can you read these diagrams?
I think so. I got my degree in electronics.
Oh, good. If you can help on the bench work, it will save time.
Well, I've got plenty of time.
All right. But watch yourself. Don't let them see you come out here.
If you can take the risk, so can I.
No. As the inventor, I built a special immunity for myself at Humanoid Central. But you don't have that immunity. There are rather unpleasant methods of dealing with their enemies. They can change you, you know.
Change me? How?
brain surgery.
What do you mean?
Never mind. Just be careful.
Mr. Underhill?
Hmm? What do you want?
You are going to meet with Mr. Sledge?
I'm going to collect the rent.
Mr. Underhill, you spent quite a few afternoons in his room. In view of your association with Mr. Sledge, we feel that our free trial must be terminated. We suggest that you accept our total service and make the assignment of your property immediately.
And if I don't?
Then, sir, we may be forced to resort to other methods.
Give me one more day to think it over.
Very well, sir. Tomorrow, that will be your last chance.
Who is it?
Underhill.
Did they see you?
No, not today. Sledge, we've got to hurry.
It's difficult work, Underhill, but I'm almost finished.
They gave me until today. They said they'd use other methods.
What's that?
The humanoids. Building some kind of warehouse across the road. Sledge, are you sure this thing will work?
It's a new principle, Underhill. A tuned rotomagnetic light beam. It should act to fission the heavy atoms of the basic ores on Wing 4 and destroy Humanoid Central.
But are you sure?
I know the humanoids. I made them. They can't invent anything. They can't invent defenses against something new. Here, it's done. It's finished, Underhill.
You're going to use it now?
Immediately. I'll have to feed this data into the calculating circuits. There must be zero error on focusing.
What will happen?
Wing 4 will disappear and chain react. Humanoid Central will be destroyed.
They'll stop.
Now, ready now. Stand clear, please. Ah, it's building up. Step behind the shield, Underhill. You must be shielded when I commence full power.
Hurry, Sledge.
I waited 30 years for this moment, Underhill. When Wing 4 is destroyed, humanoids all over the galaxy will stop. They'll stop dead. You won't hear those drills.
Sledge.
All right. Now.
Do you hear anything? Sledge? Listen. The drills have stopped. They've stopped. You can see them. The humanoids have stopped.
They couldn't guard against something they couldn't understand. It worked, Underhill.
We're free now. Goodbye, Wing 4.
Humanoid Central is destroyed.
At your service, Mr. Underhill.
Look, Sledge.
Get out of here. Get out.
You were attempting to break the Prime Directive. It is therefore necessary to interfere.
But you stopped. I saw you, all of you.
In order to guard against Mr. Sledge's scheme, it was necessary to stop all units momentarily to concentrate power. That necessity has passed.
But it was new. You can't invent anything.
No, sir. But we were able to adapt the screening principle you yourself invented. For the past 30 years, Humanoid Central has been screened against any energy attack.
All these years wasted. All these years.
Your immunity has ended, Mr. Sledge. It will now be necessary for you to accept our full services.
No, no, I'll stop you. I'll stop all of you. I'll stop you with my bare hands.
Let go. It's no use.
Do not worry, Mr. Underhill. At worst, he can destroy one unit. There are millions more.
Sledge, you'll hurt yourself. Sledge?
I'll kill him.
It's his heart. Get a doctor.
Until he surrenders, we can neither aid nor hinder Mr. Sledge. Do you surrender your immunity, Mr. Sledge?
Yes, yes. Help me. Help me.
At your service, Mr. Sledge.
You may see Mr. Sledge now, Mr. Underhill.
Alone?
If you wish. In here.
Thanks. Sledge!
Well, well, Underhill. Good to see you.
Your head, it's bandaged.
Oh, is it really?
They've done something to you. Are you all right?
Oh, I'm fine, fine. I've never felt better.
Never felt better?
Why, no. In fact, I feel 10 years younger today.
You sound so happy.
Well, why not? These humanoids have made a new man of me, Underhill. They're wonderful, aren't they?
Wonderful? How can you say that, Sledge? Only yesterday you hated them. You were trying to destroy them.
Destroy them? Why?
You don't remember. You've forgotten what they're doing to us all. They're killing us with kindness, taking away all our incentive and pride of accomplishment, turning us into pampered, useless pets, parasites, with nothing left to do but just sit with folded hands at the mercy of these mechanical monsters.
At your service, Mr. Underhill.
You
seem troubled, Mr. Underhill. Are you unhappy?
Unhappy? You bet I'm unhappy. What have you done to Professor Sledge? You've turned him into a babbling idiot.
We were forced to operate. For years, Mr. Sledge has been suffering from a benign tumor of the brain, which forced him to have hallucinations. He believed that he was actually the creator of the humanoids.
Did I?
Yes. It was these delusions that were making you unhappy.
Oh, well, whoever did invent the humanoids, I certainly owe him a debt of gratitude now.
Sledge!
You see, Mr. Underhill, we have ways to correct these abnormal conditions. Even Mr. Sledge is happy now.
You operated on his brain?
Yes, Mr. Underhill, and now we are at your service.
At my service? You mean you're going to operate? No!
The time has come for you to accept and enjoy our complete service. You will now sign our agreement.
Look here.
If you are unhappy, it only takes a simple operation.
No. No, no, no. Who said I was unhappy? I'm very happy. I'll sign your paper. You don't have to operate on me. I'm happy. I'm happy. I'm very happy.
The happy Mr. Underhill's futile hands clenched and relaxed again and then folded quietly. There was nothing else left for them to do.
WMUK Special Projects has presented the Jack Williamson story, With Folded Hands, adapted for radio by John Dunkel. Featured in our cast were Roy Beck as Harry, Peg Small as Aurora, Mark Spink as Professor Sledge, and Douglas Dudley as the humanoid. Rita Gillespie played Lucy, and Martin Gingrich was the irate Mr. Jarvis. Our narrator was John Phillips. Future Tense is produced and directed by Ellie Siegel.